This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Ministers sign performance agreements with Prime Minister. Cabinet approves 11 decisions, raises allowances for school employees. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair urges its lawmakers to maintain parliamentary discipline. And U.S. President threatens Iran with intensified economic pressure. Now, the news in detail. Members of the Council of Ministers have signed performance agreements with Prime Minister Balendra Shah outlining major tasks and targets to be achieved during the current fiscal year. The agreements were signed at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar and exchanged in the presence of the Prime Minister. According to the Prime Minister's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, agreements focus on good governance, social justice and prosperity with measurable targets and timelines. Chief Secretary Govinda Bahadur Karki also signed a performance agreement with the Prime Minister Shah. Meanwhile, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsinha signed a performance agreement with Prime Minister Balendra Shah for the current fiscal year. The agreement sets targets for expanding digital and telecommunications infrastructure, improving communication services, modernizing postal services and increasing the digital reach of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. According to the Prime Minister's office, the ministries will now prepare a performance agreement between the minister and the ministry secretary. In the meantime, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has urged all public bodies to prioritize Nepali products and services in government procurement. The directive issued on the instruction of the Prime Minister applies to federal ministries, commissions, secretariats, provincial and local governments and the Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. Public officers have been asked to prioritize domestic goods while complying with the existing procurement laws and quality standards. The government has taken 11 decisions in the cabinet meeting held yesterday, including increasing the monthly remuneration of early childhood development facilitators, school employees and school support staff by Rs. 5,000. Announcing the decisions, government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel said the meeting also decided to increase the salaries of teachers working under teaching support grant quotas in grade 9 to 10 and grade 6 to 8, bringing them in line with those of third class secondary and lower secondary teachers respectively. The cabinet also accepted a grant of Rs. 2.73 billion from the Government of Japan for a project to improve air traffic control at Tribhuvan International Airport. It also approved the establishment of a sub-center of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center in Nepal and the signing of a bilateral air services agreement between Nepal and Saudi Arabia. Likewise, the government decided to send a Nepali delegation led by the foreign minister to the 81st United Nations General Assembly in New York. It also approved the participation of a Nepali delegation led by a joint secretary from the Ministry of Home Affairs at the 14th meeting of the Joint Working Group on Border Management in India on August 20 and 21st. Furthermore, the Cabinet approved the Software Development and Operations Committee Formation Order 2083 as well as bills to amend the Payment and Settlement Act 2075 and the Citizen Investment Trust Act 2047 for submission to the Federal Parliament. It also decided to promote Joint Secretary Kamal Prasad Bhattarai to the gazetted special class and appoint him as Chief Secretary at the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers of Bagmati Province. Members of the upper house of the Federal Parliament, the National Assembly, have drawn the government's attention to contemporary issues including disaster management, overseas employment, refugees and the operation of development projects. Speaking during yesterday's special hour, members urged the government to expedite a drinking water project in Karnali province and address the rising trends of overseas employment. They also demanded that reports of committees formed to investigate the September 8 and 9, 2025 incidents be made public. Members also called for resolving issues related to Rohingya and Tibetan refugees and holding elections of the Nepal Red Cross Society in accordance with its statute. They also urged implementation of recommendations on recovering encroached public and Guthi lands. Likewise, the National Assembly unanimously approved a proposal to send the bill relating to the Domestic Air Service Liabilities 2083 to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. The National Assembly will meet next at 1:15 p.m. on Friday. Meanwhile, the lower house of the federal parliament, the House of Representatives, unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration of the Child Labour Prohibition and Regularization Bill 2083. The bill seeks to amend the 27-year-old law and clarify the roles of all three tiers of government in addressing child labour. Likewise, responding to lawmakers, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung said the government is sensitive to disaster management. He said a task force has been formed to review disaster-related provisions and strengthen the role of local governments in disaster preparedness and response, stressing that disaster management is a shared responsibility of all three tiers of government. The House of Representatives will meet next at 1 p.m. on August 24th. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane has called on the party's ministers and lawmakers to maintain discipline, transparency and coordination in their parliamentary and public activities. Speaking after a parliamentary party meeting in Singhadarbar, Lamichhane said the party and government were working together to fulfil the mandate given by the people. He also ruled out any immediate cabinet reshuffle and said there were no differences between the party and the Prime Minister. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party formed a 7-member task force led by Chief Whip Kavindra Burlakoti to review and recommend amendments to the party's Parliamentary Party Statute 2083. The task force has been given 7 days to submit its recommendation. Chief of Staff of the Indian Army, General Dhiraj Seth, returned home yesterday after completing a 4-day official visit to Nepal at the invitation of the Chief of Army Staff of the Nepal Army, General Ashok Raj Sigdal. General Seth was seen off at Tribhuvan International Airport by Nepal Army Lieutenant General Pradeep Chung Kesi. During his visit, President Ramchandra Pauwel conferred on General Seth the honorary rank of the General of the Nepal Army. General Seth also held separate courtesy meetings with President, Prime Minister and Defense Minister and the Chief of the Nepali Army. Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Mangal Bahadur Sahi, and Chief Minister of Sudarpashchim Province, Khagaraj Bhatta, have secured votes of confidence from their respective provincial assemblies. In Karnali, 36 of the 40 provincial assembly members took part in the voting. 21 members voted in favour of Chief Minister Sahi, while 13 voted against and 2 remained neutral. Likewise, in Sudarpashchim province, Chief Minister Khagaraj Bhatta received 31 votes in favour and 15 against, according to the Provincial Assembly Speaker Bhim Bahadur Bhandari. Meanwhile, CPN-UML Bagmati Province Assembly Member Kiran Thapa Magar has staked a claim to form a new provincial government. He submitted his claim to Province Chief Deepak Prasad Depkota with the support of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Nepali Communist Party. The Bagmati Provincial Assembly has 104 members and 53 votes are required to form a new government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Iran with intensified economic pressure after talks between the two countries failed to reach an agreement. Trump warned that countries and businesses supporting Iran could also face U.S. sanctions while saying Washington's main demand remains preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, meanwhile, has accused the U.S. of seeking an honorable exit from West Asia while attempting to establish a new regional order. The threatened escalation could further affect Iran's oil exports, international trade and financial access, while potentially increasing uncertainty in global energy markets and regional stability. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions, Himalayan and hilly regions, and moderate rain with thunder and lightning likely at some places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province and Tarai areas of Kosi province today. Heavy rain is also likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is located around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Ministers sign performance agreements with Prime Minister. Cabinet approves 11 decisions, raises allowances for school employees. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair urges its lawmakers to maintain parliamentary discipline. And U.S. President threatens Iran with intensified economic pressure. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.